I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. It's been 5 years since Tropical Storm Irene flooded the state hospital in Waterbury. But healthcare providers are still dealing with massive changes the storm prompted to the state's mental health care system. Now, local hospitals are forced to serve more psychiatric patients, and local police may even get involved as well, as a recent investigation at Brattleboro Memorial Hospital showed. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Most patients who are involuntarily admitted into the state's mental health care system first show up at nearby hospital emergency rooms. Brattleboro Memorial Hospital CEO Steve Gordon says those visits ideally last just a few hours while the patient waits to be transported to an open bed in a psychiatric facility.
We're probably the worst place, to be very honest with you, for those patients to be, because they're not getting the kind of the psychiatric care or behavioral health care that they could in a psychiatric facility.
A recent inspection at the hospital followed 3 complaints of improper patient treatment. The report found that most of the problems occurred after a patient spent time in the emergency department because a psychiatric bed wasn't open. In one case, a patient remained at Brattleboro Memorial for 8 nights until a bed was available at the Brattleboro retreat.
We've got a problem that, especially for the most critical psychiatric or behavioral health patients who require a level 1 bed, there is a lack of those beds. And at different points in time, those patients have to wait for a bed.
And when a patient does end up waiting for a bed in the emergency department, the hospital's policies and procedures are put to the test. The inspection report said that the staff violated the rights of mental health patients who are awaiting placement in a psychiatric facility. In one case, the Brattleboro Police Department was called, and officers pinned a patient's head to the floor and subsequently handcuffed her to the bed. Following the violations report, the hospital adopted new policies and procedures and has since been cleared by the federal agency. Gordon says the hospital continues to work closely with the retreat and with the designated mental health care agency because the issue isn't going away anytime soon.
So it's a reality of our life right now. It's a societal issue. I mean, when you have 9-year-olds that are admitted in the ED with suicidal ideation, that's what's out there in society right now and in our community. So we've got to prepare ourselves for that. But it's a challenge.
The Department of Mental Health has tried to address the bed shortage problem, and system-wide there have been improvements. But at the Brattleboro retreat and at a facility at Rutland Regional Medical Center, the number of patients seeking care is consistently more than the number of available beds. When the patient at Brattleboro Memorial was told that there wasn't a psychiatric bed available, she became violent, the inspection report shows. The police were called, and they used force to restrain her. In the end, the hospital was cited, not for the force that was used, but for turning over the situation to law enforcement when the patient wasn't in police custody. Brattleboro Police Chief Mike Fitzgerald says his officers acted appropriately that night. But Fitzgerald says the events highlight what can happen when law enforcement responds to an overwhelmed mental health care system.
The sad part about all this is the individual that's suffering from a mental health crisis is not getting the services they need. So, you know, we're doing the best we can, but we're still going to address behavior, you know, and the safety is first and foremost in our minds. And that person did nothing wrong criminally. You know, they're not a criminal, and they shouldn't be in the criminal justice system. They should be in the mental health system.
The Department of Public Safety recognizes that law enforcement will inevitably have to deal with patients with mental illness. And it's collaborated with the Department of Mental Health to fund a training program.
This is the point I was trying to make. Just because somebody's off their meds and has a particular diagnosis...
At a recent training session, coordinator Kristen Chandler said the program helps build relationships among regional responders.
It's one of the only forums where mental health crisis folks and law enforcement and police dispatchers can come together in the same room and go through some scenarios, you know, scenario-based trainings, to learn how to better collaborate with each other in responding to mental health crises.
In 2014, mental health training became mandatory for all Vermont law enforcement officials. This Team 2 training is voluntary, and Chandler says the program offers a level of instruction beyond the mandated training. In Vermont, a crisis can develop at a hospital in Brattleboro, at a remote cabin in Thetford without cell service, or on the second floor of an apartment in Burlington. So Chandler says it's important for police and mental health counselors to get to know each other before a crisis breaks.
There's no black and white answers. There's a lot of gray. But in order to sort of solve that gray area, it's much better to have, you know, a couple of different perspectives in order to figure out, like, what's the best approach here.
And even when those best approaches are taken, Chandler says sometimes situations don't turn out well. She says the training can at least try to achieve a level of consistency across the state, even though resources vary among communities. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.